India is 3 million beds short. We have a million beds approximately. India needs about 4 million beds. We're 3 million beds short. So supply constraint, you put a half decent hospital, you people have nowhere else to go. What will you do? I have had literal billionaires come to hospitals with EAs saying that EA line will be like, I'll sit down. So I'm like, why? As a billionaire ka problem in healthcare solve nahi hua. So bhagi log ka to koi hope hi nahi.
But if you're rethinking the entire way healthcare has been done, I don't think you should care about what EBITDA it makes, as long as it makes EBITDA.
So as an example, in SuperHealth, we do the same quality of care as a corporate hospital at half the price. So our cost per bed is 65% lower than a typical corporate hospital. Is that the entire care delivery at SuperHealth runs on Slack. So there are no printers in SuperHealth, so you can't print anything. So there is no paper. Because I think, how to be digital? Delete printer.
Yeah, but user experience kahan sabse best hai, utne hi bed rakhunga.
Correct. So that's a good point. Like, for example, if you think about it, like, you know, all of us have this problem that hospital ka doctor kahin aur hai, billing kahin aur hai, uska test kahin aur hai. Ye kyun hota hai, pata hai?
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 58 of the Asymmetric Podcast. We have Chirag back after missing him last week. And on this pod, we have a super, super interesting episode up for you with the founder of SuperHealth, Varun Dubey. Varun has created, I was very intrigued when I read a LinkedIn post, in fact, about the experience in his hospital, which is totally different from most hospitals in the country. But today's episode actually is far broader. We go deeper in understanding the healthcare ecosystem and industry in India, the role of healthcare providers, the role of insurers, the role of the government, of course, the role of doctors and pharma. It is very core to us. Almost all of us think about our health at least 3 to 4 times a day, at least for us or our parents or someone in the family. But the consumer behavior, the patient behavior is so different. And today's episode kind of goes very deep in understanding all of these facets and the business that Varun is building. So Varun, welcome to the Asymmetric Podcast and thank you for giving us your time. Another thing we have noticed is Revanth is the head of analytics for all episodes of Asymmetric. So he keeps looking at correlation data between our views and everything else. Number of comments, number of times Chirag has eaten a snack, number of times Revanth has asked a salty comment to the guest. And the thing that correlates most to our views is actually number of likes, shares and comments. So please leave your observations. Please like the video. Please share it with your friends so that Revanth puts lesser salty comments and more smiles from next episode onwards.
Okay, but Black Friday, kya scene hai, kya hai Chirag? What is the headline
number? What are
the
headline?
I'll quickly share before and then hand it over to Varun. BFCM 2025 versus BFCM 2024. BFCM, by the way, is Black Friday, Cyber Monday. India is still not caught on to the Cyber Monday concept. But most of this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And this is India data.
What date was this?
This
is only India
data. Wow.
India data, largely through our network, wherein... At least I can tell you, BAU-wise, we saw close to 40% jump. So last week, if I compare Monday to Thursday versus Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a 40% jump. Mm. Overall, BFCM comparison to last year, there's a 60-odd% jump. Interestingly, you know, I was also checking that sessions have only gone up 20%.
Achha.
While the conversion or the GMV is up 40%, is largely that there is high intent traffic, largely driven by deals.
Mm.
Brands have, of course, used these newer emerging channels, WhatsApp, etc. Interesting part is the AOV has gone up again as compared to last year. Right? So, fashion is 30% up, electronics is up, beauty is also up. Which kind of indicates a little bit of premiumization which we've been talking about. Yeah. Which is happening. But I never thought, you know, maybe we could spend a minute on why do we think that, you know, Black Friday kind of works in Indian setup.
No, the origin, by the way, of Black Friday is that retailers would effectively for that month go in the black, like during Thanksgiving, itna paisa banate the. So from a profitability perspective, like you, the way you use it is the P&L is in the red or P&L is in the black. So in some sense, because there was a lot of heavy traffic and crowd, people started saying that this is the time retailers are going to make money, which is why it's, the terminology was used as black. Because
maybe Nykaa's pink is then somewhere in between.
Nykaa ne evolve kar diya na ki wo black pink will be the female color or something like that.
Yes.
Not stereotyping at all.
Varun Chandu and we thought that black is about wearing. All of us are wearing black.
That's true.
That was the origin of the of the fact that that weekend people would effectively move their ledgers would move from in the red, which is losing money, to in the black, become profitable because of high sales volume during the holiday season, which was essentially Thanksgiving.
And this is typically after the Thanksgiving like. Time. So I guess kafi extra supply bhi hoga shopping season ke baad, I'm guessing. So good to give deals.
So this is pre the day following Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's where that's the broad year. Right. Because Thanksgiving, people also give. Correct. Like basically, it was largely a gifting
construct.
Construct. Mm. So it was high. जैसे अपना कैसे नवरात्रि में हम गाड़ियाँ लेते हैं, घर खरीदते हैं. So large ticket transactions were concentrated in India around Diwali and Navratri. Is similar to what happens here. Is large ticket transactions. People wait, and they say that. I mean, largely Thanksgiving is about being thankful and you know meeting people, family meet. मिलते हैं, and then Christmas is also coming up, right? So post Thanksgiving, you're in that mood of giving. That's why you'll go shop your heart out and make sure that you spend time with family and friends and gift each other a lot.
Achha. Makes sense.
But then why in India? Why is India caught up to this concept?
India mein humko
I think supply driven hoga
hai. Demand chahiye. Why? Demand chahiye. Humko deal chahiye na. Jab bhi mil, whatever is the reason for deal, we should take. Simple. I'm guessing.
I think supply driven. I agree. Supply driven.
Har mahine, are you saying har mahine there is a possibility of doing this mega sale event?
100%. But Instagram pe the entire influence, cultural influence is from US. So Black Friday, Cyber Monday influence comes. It passes India, goes to China, 11-11 hota, etc. Whatever. Then it comes to India. So we are now seeing Black Friday. Yeah. And brands jump on the bandwagon. And people like Revanth and me and you, Chirag, and I hope not you, Arun, but at least jo bhi brand ko bechna hai. So we will get on the bandwagon and say ye hai. Suddenly consumer ko kya deal chahiye, hum problem
chahiye. Hum bechenge bhi to zaruri nahi ki khareed le. Deal chal raha hai to doctor try karte hai, is not a thing.
That's the other thing, like Shantanu, right? Like Chirag always pings me ki yaar Black Friday फट गया है, क्रेजी वॉल्यूम्स, तुम्हारा क्या चल रहा है, हम तो डाउन
है शादी सीजन, फेस्टिवल सीजन, पीपल लाइक भाई हेल्थ केयर जान में देखेंगे. सो
इट आल्सो हैबिट्स ना शांतनु, लाइक तुम जिम जाना कम कर देते हो, अब तुम ट्रैवल कर रहे हो तो जिम कम हो जाएगा, जिम नहीं जा रहे तो प्रोटीन क्रिएटिन मेरी लोगे, दैट वाज द हाईएस्ट बेसिक सप्लीमेंट्स, राइट, फॉरगेट द मैग्नीशियम्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट. सो ऑल हैबिट्स ब्रेक ड्यूरिंग दिस पीरियड. नवरात्र में तुम नॉनवेज नहीं खा रहे हो तो यार वैसे ही प्रोटीन कम हो रहा है, तो अच्छा छोड़ दो, अभी 7-9 दिन आराम कर. लाइक सी द ह्यूमन माइंड इज एनीवे सो इजीली डिस्ट्रैक्टेबल, और इसमें ये पीरियड में ये दिक्कत तो होती ही है. सो फॉर
सो इंटरेस्टिंग, दैट इज सो
इंटरेस्टिंग, 5 years we've tried hard, and you see Rebel mein same hota tha hamare saath, right? Shravan aur Navratri mein, we are a non-veg heavy business, 60-40. You would get screwed during Shravan and Navratri. Like, and see, once you have venture investors, like, yaar, month on month grow kyun nahi aa raha, but yeah, is tarah pe tum kar sakte ho. Finally, we solved it with the Shravan thali, Navratri thali, right? Now, there was a separate menu curated, but you still cannot, yaar, non-veg mein AOV bhi hai, and frequency of consumption bhi hai, plus, the non-veg eaters by design are a little bit less cost conscious because yeah, chicken, mutton, etc. Protein is very expensive, right? In that sense. So, you can't fully offset it, but yeah, there were some attempts made. Now, in my current business, again, supplements, when habits break, my CPMs go up, Shantan. Like, for the same reach, my conversion will be lower because intent hi kam ho jata. So, kya karun? I can't force people ki
mai so interesting.
इलेक्टिव सर्जरी एंड सम अदर सर्जरी एक्चुअली रियलिस्टिकली अनलेस यू आर डाइंग इन दैट मोमेंट ऑल ट्रीटमेंट इज इलेक्टिव ओनली ना पीपल चूज ऑन को ट्रीटमेंट करना है कि नहीं नी रिप्लेसमेंट करना है कि नहीं सो ओएनडी में पीपल आर इन सच अ गुड मूड इन जनरल देर लाइक भाई बेटी की शादी है घर में शादी है ये करना है सब नी मम्मी का नी अब जान में रिप्लेस होगा तब देखेंगे because they don't want to risk it, so they will delay it if unless they are in acute pain, they will delay it. And so you see some of these seasonalities in healthcare, like July, August, September, you see a complete change in cases because barish hoti hai pure India mein, so you get lot of medical admission. So surgery nahi hota hai, dengue case aayega, malaria aayega, ye sab aayega, so it'll get full. I mean, like dark, I guess, thing to say, you know.
but it's very interesting because today morning I went to the gym and my relationship with fitness is that I want to be in, when I'm motivated, I want to be able to go and put in a good workout, but it's not like I need to do it every day. So I have periods. But today I was thinking, yeah, now in my mind, I knew, yeah, Jan 1st, so before a few months, I'll be motivated. So, tab karna hi hai. So, agle ek mahine still maar leta. Then I was like, nahi, let me create momentum. Agle ek mahine momentum get gaya, then I'll get out of the January gate in speed, not building up first gear. So, aaj hi socha tha main ki, yaar, it's such an interesting psychological place to be.
But interestingly, you know, as a consumer, like, do you think about, let's say, a protein as a category you would want to store for future if there is a, like, a good deal available?
Protein mein ye hona, that's a good point.
And I think ek aur point hai usme, Are you seeing protein also go through this a little bit of, you know, what word should I call it, a little bit of fashion types?
Fad.
Wherein there are these wafers, which are not like, which is like a little bit of less guilt, but has high protein.
Hmm.
Those categories become scale up.
Thoda health status ban raha hai, right? Elective health is becoming a little bit of status now, which is why, and protein mein interesting cheez kya hai, wo itna mehenga hai na, that even the most ameer person will say ki bhai, if I am consuming 5,000 rupees of protein a month, if I am getting it for 3,000, just for me storing it and the shelf life is 18 months, why will I not buy it, right?
Correct.
So, I agree with you. Unfortunately, we are not in protein. We are then every other segment apart from protein where we are like, ye to sab elective hai. Right? And again, for us, it's actually category creation. Like India was never a magnesium or a minoxidil or a creatine. Like these are all very new elective supplements that the country is discovering, seeing, dheere dheere trusting ki achha haa, ye sahi hai, nahi hai, habit continue karni hai, nahi karni. The only reason I think protein is exploded is status. Or the fact that the entire influencer market, or to take Shantanu's favorite term, the creator market has exploded that you can, like it's cool to have protein.
Mujhe ta protein specifically na, uska reason to believe impact itna jaldi dikhta hai logon ko. Ki as soon as people, because you know, you get that longer satiety, you're not as hungry, right? You can feel your energy levels. Carb mein spike hota hai energy, wo sugar, to energy high, low hota hai. Protein mein consistent rehta hai. So even like, at least I have seen in my household, since I have convinced my parents to take protein, which in itself is an award winning achievement, I feel, to convince your father to do anything. You know, they have become very mindful of their protein almost after the first 2-3 days. Do tin din dhakka lagana pada ki bhai aap ye whey protein piyo, ye piyo, wo piyo. Uske baad my dad is doing researching, hum Amul ka protein piyenge, Amul ka ek carton aa raha hai ghar mein, wo protein banaya Amul ne.
Wow.
So because I think the RTB hits very quickly. They could feel it, I think. And I feel also like the rest of the things are not as obvious to people. Like even if they keep taking the supplements like magnesium and all, agar wo immediate ek do din mein impact nahi dikhta na, to fir wo belief kam ho jata hai and then people like...
Varun, here I'll disagree. Vaise, by the way, I would say protein is well marketed, but I think from a realization of value point of view, I think is far far easier in magnesium.
Is it?
Yeah. Like do din mein you are able to see your REM and deep sleep have gone up.
Interesting.
Yeah, but two measure kar raha chira wahi difference bro, like even
maybe the measurement itself is
feel like we are susceptibility ka, I think the win is at least in protein I have seen. But it is something very interesting that I learned from a pharma guy. See, we are talking about a lot of optional stuff. So I met this big pharma company guy, this is like way back when I was at Practo, and we were trying to figure out this whole thesis of medicine and habit forming and diabetes management. So we were trying to do a commercial deal with him, saying ki we'll help you sell more diabetes medicine, blah blah blah. The guy asks me a very fundamental question, saying that for a person who's been diagnosed with diabetes today, what is his adherence for taking his diabetes medication? Like after how many days? He's supposed to take it for life. After how many days do on average do they stop taking? It's 92 days. 3 months.
What?
3 months. After that, they don't take the medicine at all.
3 months
after that, they don't take the medicine
at all. Because they see
diabetes ka immediate impact kuch dikhta nahi hai body mein, life mein. 90 दिन तक वो खाता है, फिर उसका रिफिल खत्म हो जाता है या वो भूल जाता है कोई लेना, 2-3 दिन मिस जाता है, तो उसको लाइफ में कुछ बहुत फर्क दिखता नहीं है, तो धीरे-धीरे करके अडियरेंस ड्रॉप हो जाता है. इट इज लाइक जस्ट इनसेन. एंड द गाय वाज लाइक, इफ यू कैन, इफ यू फॉर एवरी एडिशनल डे ऑफ अडियरेंस यू गिव मी, आई विल गिव यू 30% मार्जिन ऑन द टैबलेट सोल्ड. तो आई वाज लाइक, सही वाज मिस.
So what? Wow,
that's crazy, right? Like how much of a habit forming, and this is something we did.
But they may come back.
They may come back later. Then again, they do it for 2-3 months. Again, what drop ho jayega. So you need a trigger. So I did. So usme humne ek bahut interesting experiment kiya tha ki what we did was we took 1-2,000 people in our database, and humne bola ki if you do nothing, the medicine will show up to your house and you can pay us. Right? This is still little bit pre UPI, so cash and all was a problem. But like, bhej ke dete hain. 80% compliance after 6 months. So it was not a money thing. It was not a I don't need it thing. It was just habit ki who will, the friction of having to repurchase for a necessary drug. So I'm not even getting into like optional hai, health improve karo, better rahe, all none of that.
Supplement chodo.
Bhai, dawai to mat, dawai.
So,
friction is a very, very big thing in healthcare because people don't want to think about it. Right? So whatever friction you add, like...
You mean to say then lack of subscriptions causes a lot of these things. If there was subscription, then at least adherence would go up.
Ideally, right? It would go up because then it takes away the friction of having to order for it showing up. it's mental cognitive load.
Taking a decision
like,
again.
I'll tell you about like us. Yeah. Like we have this thing called VIP pass, Super Health VIP pass. Okay? It is a subscription to our OPD business, right? Consultation. We cover all consultations with the family, and any test that our doctors prescribe, we cover it as part of a subscription, right? It's $2,000 a year. Today we've been live for like 3 months. Already per customer, 2.5 doctor would check up. They're going and seeing 2.5 doctors per family. I mean per customer. Right? So I tried to ask as tactfully as I could, na, ki, bhai, kyun? Aap itna mall to nahi, aap kyun mil raha doctor se, right? So turns out that the hospital visit is only a very acute phenomenon. When the pain I'm bearing is less than the pain of going to hospital, waiting, all this natak, then I will go to the hospital. But everything else that is not at that threshold, I will just ignore it. So like the whole access thesis of healthcare, it's one of it is we can discuss cost. But ease of access is a huge thing. And like, you know, between the, like on the call, I can tell you, like, I have had literal billionaires come to hospitals with EAs saying ki wo EA line mein lagega, main baith jaunga. So I'm like, bhai, as a billionaire ka problem hai, healthcare mein solve nahi hua. So baaki log ka to koi hope hi nahi.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
So I'm like, bhai, kuch bhi chal raha hai.
But that's so interesting, right? So then on one hand, you have this preemptive healthcare stuff that, for example, Mosaic or, you know, protein, the whole protein industry, or, you know, now we're seeing things happening in, today only I saw things around molecular diagnostics for longevity clinics. So people are getting into this health and wellness thing, but at the same time, you're saying that actually fixing something also has very low compliance and it has nothing to do with like money or education or awareness. It's just friction.
But why? Friction. Because, I mean, people want, jo chal raha hai, chalne do type chal raha hai healthcare mein, right? Like, why do I want to go and...
Psychologically, is it also fear of finding out
100%, more? 100%. Like, I feel like if someone figures out how to get people to get over this fear of bad things happen to other people, I don't want to know. That alone is a $100 billion idea, I feel. Like, just that, in whatever creates that. Because, see, dekho, you know, like, the gym ka bhi insight hai, na, jo aap bol rahe the. See, in gym, you're not fighting awareness. Like, oh, I have learned this new thing called gym. No, you're fighting your 6 a.m. snooze button. Right? That's what you're fighting. 6 a.m. Tumko pata hai ki tumko jana chahiye, bhai, gym. Mujhe pata hai. Like, main 6 a.m. ka snooze phir bhi karta hoon aur woh snooze hota rehta hai, fir 7:30 baj jata hai, ab late ho gaya, ab to office jana hai. Kal jayenge. So I think like there is a lot of avoidance in healthcare in general. And I feel that is why you will see that a lot of the preventive part of healthcare is a very like, despite a lot of effort by a lot of people, it's very limited because there is a small set of, jo, you know, the Nike in Carbon Park, janta jo hai, usko, they want all this stuff, all the cool stuff. And then the vast majority is like, bhai, chhod do, janna hi nahi, humko pata hi nahi karna hai. Free mein log health check-up nahi le rahe hain. Like companies are sponsoring for free and you look at the company, like, you know, when I was at Apollo before this, so Apollo made the founder chairman, Dr. Pratap Reddy, has a very deep belief in preventive healthcare. It's a great checkup that they do. And he had to force the employees by writing an email saying, if you do not get your annual checkup done in Apollo for free by 31st December, 1st Jan, you won't get salary. Then he had 60% compliance.
Oh,
so
that is crazy.
Just, this is before my time. So this is what, you know, I heard from the team there.
Every 60+ person, this is a way for the medical fraternity to keep us hooked on drugs and keep us dependent on them, and we have to become their slaves and go keep visiting and then wait in this line. We don't want.
And now you like
they have this very
This is the hardest word. We jayenge to pakad lenge. Like pakad lenge.
Kuch na kuch to prescribe kari dega.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but everybody knows that there is by design a nudge from the medical community to hospitalize, to do surgery, to take some drugs that may not be needed. And that fear has been now percolated in broader India because we are anyway a low trust nation.
The whole healthcare complex, right? The what I call legacy healthcare, and I've got a lot of like angry comments from people saying, why are you calling them legacy healthcare? But you know, the whole thing is structured around the P&L actually. That's the problem. That's the fundamental problem, right? So to just like to give you a sense of what you were saying earlier, right, about the cost delta. So if you go to a corporate hospital in India, right, it is delivering very, very high quality care at 10% of global price. This is objectively true. There is no debate, right? But the reality is that even if you talk to the top 1-5% of India's affluent people, they are also worried about the healthcare costs. It's not just the poor guys, right? Now, because everyone in the hospital is always watching, right? And I think this entire construct is the reason why doctors are under so much pressure. So doctors are stuck in the system. Because uske baad koi option nahi hai. See, think of the doctor's life, right? Doctor at the time of 10th standard, smartest, most hardworking person decides to clear medical. Okay. At that point in time, he could have been an investment banker, he could have been an engineer, computer engineer, or he could have been a doctor. Today, if you see objectively, that is the least paying profession of the three, being a doctor, right? Compared to an investment banker or a computer science engineer. Or if you're an AI engineer, it's a different level. So obviously he went into that knowing that as a smart, hardworking person. So there is a certain inherent desire to do good stuff, like good for the world. Then that nobility meets this real world where they will not and cannot remain doctors in a traditional legacy system unless they kind of like have to accept this whole proposition of, you know, there is a revenue relationship, how much conversion are you getting? It is tracked like a funnel. Okay. So I'll give you an example. Like, for example, let's say if you want to do a diagnosis of a hospital that is not working well, right? So let's say someone like me from corporate comes to review the unit C or whatever. So how will they diagnose this? Right? It's a very simple flow. They will say, what is the OPD footfall? That is top of funnel. India is a supply constraint market. So that is almost never an issue. It's always 98-99% of whatever target you keep. Then they will say, okay, what is the OP to IP conversion? Okay, ki kitna outpatient log aya, consultation hua, usme se inpatient kitna aya. The industry average is 8-12%. Okay, so let's say the group is at 10%. Group X, whichever this hospital belongs to, is at 10% conversion from out 100 OPD se 10 admission hota hai. So they will say, bhai, agar mera group 10% pe hai, toh tumhara unit 6% pe kaise ho sakta hai? Isko theek karo. Toh usko theek kaise karenge? So final step of evaluation is, they will say, please show me this data by doctor and specialty. Okay, then they will say, ki all the places where it is less than 10%, please call them and let's have a chat. And the chat will be a very nice, polite conversation about it, but the message will be clear. Saying that this number needs to go up. So this number, how will it go up? Right now, you know what in my experience, and I have done this now for 10 years across Practo, Apollo and all that. So across thousands of doctors, every doctor hates this. This is not what they want. But the only option they have is either agree to this or leave being a doctor. And it takes you 15 years of significant effort to become a doctor. So it's not a very trivial thing to say, doctor, sorry. And you will see a lot of people who will leave because of this. Right? Medicine professional. Yeah. The reason why new people are not coming into medicine is also this. Right? So actually in...
What's the data on that new people coming into medicine? Like, is it because of long gestation of the career? And
if you see now, recently someone had published this data, right? That majority, first of all, total number of people coming into medicine was only 125,000 medical seats now after the increase that the government has done. Right? Usme bhi kaafi, it may not necessarily be getting filled, but the important metric also is to see how is it translating into who's the kind of doctors they're becoming. Majority of people are choosing to be either general physicians or radiologists. Specialty mein koi ja hi nahi raha hai, because specialty mein ye sab ho raha hai. See, the flow for the medical admission typically will be either ER or some like you'll have a known disease that you will come with, right? But a large part of this is surgical. So for example, for the 8-12% jo hai na, ye to averaged out hai. For surgical specialties, this is much higher. So it can be as high as 15-20%. You're right. So average out because not everything goes in, but like broadly the metric they will track is like this. So
yeah. So a lot of people ask me.
They basically want to put people under the knife.
Yeah, and see, actually, a very interesting thing. So the dichotomy of this is this. Okay. So a lot of this general population belief is that the hospitals will keep you for a long time because they will make money the longer you stay. Actually, it is false. The only day hospital makes money is the day you have the procedure. Everything else is cost. So, uska bas chale to, so OT se ghar bhejda aapko. This is very common, Chandru, what you were saying. This is how the whole complex works and the doctors get stuck in it. Right? And so, in fact, you know, I'll tell you something on the original point that Revanth was making on the whole medicine and the generic thing, right? So, see, what happens in that generally is that there may be a small percentage of doctors who kind of prescribe for all these commissions and all that. But in a hospital setting, what happens is that doctors worry about the minor variation also. So, for example, if you do a trade generic or a generic medicine that has been taken from some open patent, like the patent is there, but it's never the full exact thing, right? So, the efficacy is like 85-90%. Okay, now 90% generally at home, you're doing an OTC drug, it's fine. But in a hospital setting or a slightly more serious issue, they worry about their diagnosis algorithm. So, if you were, let's say, I'm oversimplifying, but let's say if your fever 104 tha, usne aapko kuch prescribe kiya, he expected it to come down to 99. It came down to only 102 because 10% efficacy variation or whatever. Now, he doesn't know if his diagnosis is wrong or the medicine is wrong. But he knows that in the branded drug, this doesn't happen. So, and he has no incentive to give you lower cost drug. Now, he's solving for treatment, which is the right thing for him to solve for.
Yeah.
So that's why they do that prescription.
See, there are two, and I'm sure you would know this, Varun, right? Like, why does the hospital ask, are you under insurance or not when you come in? And in fact, the insurance guys, I have spoken to enough insurance guys now, are telling me that they are now really pushing back on claims because they know hospitals are effectively inflating the bills by 20-30%, knowing ki insurance hai. You would use the more expensive drug or the more expensive...
On insurance, yes. But for example, Gangara, may any of these, you know, charitable, lot of these programs, charitable, sections ke under who people who get admitted, the doctors can only prescribe the molecule. They cannot prescribe the brand because then it's obviously, it is being funded through a charitable trust. And then, you know, that person's fever doesn't come down. So then the doctors have to pay, sometimes the doctors pay out of pocket ki yaar ye drug main likh rahi hu lekin tum jaake ghee wala leke aao because tabhi tumhara theek hoga. So there is, I think, yes, maybe the equipment is one, but
equipment
there
is a different thing, Revan, because equipment, obviously there is like, the capex issue is a very different issue. See, the capex issue, I'll tell you what the issue, actual issue is. So I'll give you a live example. Okay, so you know, there is this hospital brand that bought a land in Gurgaon, opposite Magnolias. Okay, as prime as can be, 2-3 crore kharida unhone. अब इफ यू हैव मैग्नोलियास के ऑपोजिट 3 crores अवेलेबल तो कुछ तो डिस्प्यूट है तभी अवेलेबल है नहीं तो किसी ने कुछ बना दिया होता 800 crores दे पेड फॉर इट 3 years लिटिगेशन ऑब्वियसली बिकॉज़ द लैंड इज अंडर लिटिगेशन सो 10% कैपिटल कॉस्ट 250 crores देन इट विल टेक 3 crores टू एटलीस्ट मेक द हॉस्पिटल 3 years टू मेक द हॉस्पिटल सो 250 crores मोर कैपिटल कॉस्ट सो 1300 crores हैज बीन स्पेंट बिफोर 1 rupee हैज बीन स्पेंट ऑन योर एक्चुअल हेल्थ केयर रिलेटेड स्टफ देन इट विल टेक एटलीस्ट 300-400 crores मिनिमम टू मेक दैट हॉस्पिटल सो वी आर नाउ एट अ टोटल प्रोजेक्ट कॉस्ट ऑफ 1700-1800 crores Right. Let's say you do 800-900 beds also, that's 2 crores a bed, which is the median across hospitals, right? But the reality is that of the 1800 crores, the first 1300 has nothing to do with the quality of healthcare. That is just a model cost, isn't it? Right? Like someone decided to make it opposite Magnolias. That has nothing, no bearing on your quality and outcome, right? So why do we have to do healthcare like that? This is actually a very westernized view of the world. It is designed for a very westernized setup of cities which are low-rise distributed in the US or very small, dense, non-dense European cities. Right? And then they're trying to do a graded care because there is an insurance provider who will say you can't go to the hospital, you can only go to the clinic unless you're paying out of pocket. And then finally refer over to bade center points. So they aggregate demand into a hub. This is the Western model of healthcare. This has no logic and reality for India today. This is the fundamental delivery problem, right? So our cities are not designed like this. We have highly dense cities, correct?
Also, the biggest problem I see, isn't, let's take the US because you're, let's say, benchmarking to the US. I think the biggest difference I see is US may, unless you have medical insurance and it's like very high coverage of medical insurance, right? And even after that, you have to do copay. Effectively, this model may still work, but with our insurance penetration percentages in India being so low, very hard to make that model work.
Right? Yeah, actually, it is even deeper than that, Revant, because I feel that, you know, insurance is solving focusing on the insurance problem is solving the wrong problem, in my opinion. So I'll give you, the problem of healthcare delivery is that dal has now become 1,000 rupees a kilo. And we are all trying to figure out how to do 0% DMI on that 1,000 rupees of dal. Okay. But the real question to ask is, why the hell is that 1,000 rupees a kilo? It should be 50 rupees. And how to bring it back to 50 rupees? Correct? So, because you have this entire industrial complex of healthcare across the model of delivery, the devices which are cartelized, the medicines which are kind of like basically 5 companies making most of these things. So, everything hospital becomes like a wrapper around all this. And everything becomes cost plus. Right? So, think of it like this. Like your MRI machine, MRI machine of 3 Tesla, 10 saal se same machine hai. X-ray, 10 saal se same machine hai. What other electronic item, and we were just talking about Black Friday and all, what other electronic item is the same as it was 10 years ago, but sells for more today than before? Unless that phone got signed by Steve Jobs or something, right? So, it is not happening, right? So, why is that? Because three people are making it, they decided to take 12 crore price, it's 12 crore, but 70-80% of margin is in it. So, why is India paying for all that? So, if you look at, as an example, China as a healthcare delivery model, right? So land construction is an easy thing for the government to solve, right? So they can allocate the land and China can construct things very, very fast. They have in-house people manufacturing local devices, right? With United Imaging and all, very, very cutting-edge devices. We also use devices from them. And the entire supply chain of drug API comes from China. So even though the healthcare is sort of government-funded in some ways, through obviously Chinese companies, but like government-funded, their inherent cost of delivery is very low. Because they're all locally making it. They're not paying all this Western tax of stuff. Which today India is still paying, right?
Medtronic and
Siemens, all of those guys, right? I mean, let's say Western, may not just be US.
But Varun, agar cost ko break up kare, and you're saying that why is dal 1,000 rupees? What's the biggest
construction device, medicine, people, approx 20% per item. ले कुछ 18 है कुछ 22 है बट मोटा मोटा ये
फिर से बोलो लैंड कंस्ट्रक्शन
डिवाइसेस मेडिसिन एंड पीपल अप्रॉक्स 20% पर आइटम
but then quantum is higher for land and construction
because capex hai na see people is opex so I'm saying 100 rupees of delivery is capex plus opex so if you see capex it is land construction and devices of which land and construction will be about 66% and it is completely pointless right so as an example in super health the way we have cut cost right delivery cost to customer so we do the same quality of care as a corporate hospital at half the price right so how do we do that we do that because we don't do this land and construction model we do long term lease and we do rapid construction with a lot of new tech so we have built the whole hospital in 4 months so I don't have those 3 to 6 years of litigation and other capital cost right so our cost per bed is 65% lower than a typical corporate hospital for the same equipment in fact better equipment because we bought all new stuff in 2025 and they bought stuff 5 years ago
And do you get this from China?
Ah, actually, we do this. We have a deal with United Imaging, which is a Chinese manufacturer. But the reason we went to United Imaging after talking to all the usual suspects is because we found just their clinical quality to be vastly superior. And see, we build a lot of the medical software and AI stuff ourselves in-house. Okay, so the OPD, the diagnostics. And frankly, they were the only people who understood the questions we were asking about APIs. So we were like, you know, if you want to do API, like we have meta level API access with their stuff, right? So we run the diagnostic analytics. It's not a third party software. It's like we have built it in-house to do it, which then allows us to beam it to the radiologists, which saves them time, which we are able to show. Like for example, a 160 slice CT, we are able to surface if these are the 5 key slices you should look at first. Let's say, you know, because of the contrast color change and all that, we are able to highlight the brain bleed, ki blood bleed, kitna ho raha hai, kya quantum hai, because we can run the algo on that. And so we can do that at our time. Like it's not like, 1 year from now, some big company will do a release on software, right? We are doing these releases like literally every 2 to 3 days in-house. So we've deleted the PAC server because of that. So we don't have a localized PAC server. So we plug everything into AWS and then we run the analytics. So that makes it way faster and it makes it cheaper for the customer, right? Because the PAC server has a cost which we don't incur anymore. And AWS has like, in the scheme of things compared to on-prem servers, almost no cost.
On people, you can't cut costs.
So actually, on people, we have done a lot of this. So because of the model we have and the experience we have built using, again, a lot of the tech we've built, we've actually deleted entire departments. So like, we don't have a registration department in Super Health. There's no registration. There is no insurance department. There is no billing department. Because this is, we have fixed pricing. So there is this payment collection, which anybody can collect. So there is no estimate at Super Health. The surgery cost X rupees. That is the only thing it costs. You can pay cash. You can pay insurance. You can pay however you want. There is only one price. There is no delta. Right. And it is not different for depending on where you're coming from and all that. So what that has done, Shantanu, I'll give an example. Like if you read some of these public hospital ka annual reports, right? I love SEBI for putting all these compliance requirements on public companies because you get so much good data. So, you know, for a typical hospital, they have like 65,000 to 70,000 employees, not including doctors, for say 10,000 beds. Okay, so that's about 7 employees, not including doctors, per bed at scale, right? I'm saying at scale because the central teams are amortized over the 10,000 beds.
Yeah.
Super Health doesn't have that scale yet, right? We have one center. Okay. Including doctors, we are operating at 3.5 people a bed. Because we removed so much of this non-essential admin staff that majority of our staff today. So I'll give you a breakup. So I'll give you a comparative breakup. Okay. So this is from Apollo's public report from last year, I think. They had the annual report, right? So they have 65,000 employees totally. 15,000 of this is nursing staff. 5,000 to 6,000 is some technicians. And the rest is basically administrative stuff. 45,000 people are just administrative people for 10,000 beds. Okay, like, I don't know what these 4.5 people are doing. So in Super Health, it's the exact reverse, right? We have today about 200-ish employees, 50 beds, including doctors and everything, because we are full-time doctors. We don't have them as commission, consultant, all that. We are at 4 today, when the full central team, tech, we can all is amortized to the same number of beds, to one center. Obviously, this will fall. So I think we'll settle at somewhere less than 3. And almost all of that is clinical teams. So we have got a lot of cut cost on the administrative stuff with tech and reinvested some of that in hiring senior nurses, hiring great doctors, where actual clinical differentiation comes through. So it is possible to do
effectively, it. Effectively, what you're saying is, we are reimagining ki yaar, pichle 30 saalon se ek hi model pe log chale aa rahe hain. Like, if you take the technological advancement that is available, if you can go away from the closed source to an open source model of adopting the technology and the new machinery available, effectively open source plus new machinery, new tech allows you to do different capex. Effectively, the capex is cheaper, but also higher precision, more effective. And then train your medical staff to say, yaar, you may have been trained on XYZ machine or but this is as effective, if not more. And then effectively, therefore, bring your cost of DAL down.
Yes,
where we start.
Exactly. So, Correct. So today, for example, already we brought it down by 50% almost. Right. Wow.
Give me an example, Varun, of let's say someone has to go through, orthopedic situation.
So I'll give an example. Just say knee replacement. Right. So if you want to do a knee replacement, we will do a bilateral knee replacement for about 5 lakhs, including implants. The same thing if you were to do outside will be between 8 to 10 lakhs. I mean, I'm just giving a big procedure. If you take a smaller procedure, like let's say an appendix operation, a super health would be about 85,000 to a lakh, I think, something like that. And it's the same thing if you do, because we do only private rooms and so on. So if you do the same comparison with a private room at a corporate hospital, it'll be 1.7 to 2 lakhs, depending on which doctor.
What's okay, so I understand the land and construction part. Can you tell me, like, for example, from the patient coming into a super health versus, let's say, Apollo or Medanta, whatever, what is the difference in that customer or the patient experience that allows you to I understand no billing and so on. So I'm assuming, is it lesser touch?
So what we do is we actually have tried to rebuild. First of all, we build the whole building around customer and doctor flow. So it's just overall more efficient. So what happens is 90% of people in a hospital only do OPD. Okay, they don't get admitted, right? 10% admission of that. So our entire OPD is on the ground floor. Okay, so, and then the second thing we've done is, so when you enter Super Health, you have these, like in Apple Store, you have a few people standing to help you, right? It's exactly that. We have concierge care people. We have about three to four people standing there. And then these people, you go straight to them. They can do anything for you. They can book their doctor. They can book their test. They can take the money, whatever you want, they can do. But let's say you already booked an appointment online. So if you booked an appointment online, 99% of our customers are subscribers of our VIP pass. So they have no payment to be done. So they just book, they show up. They tell this person, hey, I've come to see the orthopedist or the ENT or the pediatrician or gastro, whatever. Then they get taken to the doctor's room straight away. Okay, they go into the doctor's room. The doctor and the patient just have a conversation. When they have this conversation, we have AI built into the rooms so that with microphone, and because we built the room, right? So we built it for high fidelity audio. So, and we built the tech which is called SuperOS. So SuperOS essentially listens to the conversation and then it writes the prescription, right? And it checks the inventory to make sure we have the medicine available, whatever the doctor is prescribing, et cetera, and then every doctor has an adjacent room in which you have the post-consult room in which every patient goes after the consult. Now, in this room is where everything happens. So if they have given you, prescribed you medicine, right, the medicine will come here and they'll give it to you here only. You don't have to go to some pharmacy and stand in line over there. If they have prescribed you a blood test, right, they will take your blood in the same room, not like you have to go in some other area. And then they do the billing also here, because the billing is essentially payment collection. And if you don't have to do any other transaction, you can just leave. When you come out, the same concierge team will take you to the radiology if you need to do a test or a scan. Right? So you go to the radiology area, they will do the scan, and then again, the machine will do it and they'll send it out. Similarly, if you see the nursing staff that is there, right? So a lot of our monitoring is now getting automated, right? So the system monitors the patient. So not people don't have to go inside all the time to do charting and all that, right? So which means the nurse can focus on actual physical examination or the giving of medicines and all that, right? So that means that they have more time to spend and cover more patients in that also. Then I'll give another one. For example, another thing we've done is that, you know, we don't have the admission desk, right? So what happens is if you do a surgery at Super Health, right? So first of all, we send the car to your house to pick you up on the day of surgery. So you don't have to like figure out ki drive karke kaun leke aayega mujhe, ki wife ka surgery hai to husband drive karega, bachche ko na chode. Or if you have elderly parents who are living in the city and kids are in the US and, you know, working in the US, then how will the elderly patient come? Like, you don't want a patient coming for surgery to take an Uber and come, right? Like, no disrespect to Uber, like, who wants to do that? So we actually send this nice car to pick you up. This has two benefits. One, it makes it 100x convenient for the customer. But it also gives us very high operational salience, because we know exactly when you're coming, right? Which optimizes my entire admission flow, right? Then as soon as you come in, I already have all your details, right? Because you already decoded your insurance, you've done all of that. So you go straight into the room. So there isn't like one more desk in which you have to come and do admission. There isn't a desk where there are some five people sitting and trying to give you an estimate of the surgery, because the price is fixed. We already told you, you already agreed, you already gave the deposit. So you come in, and from the time you get out of the car till you reach the room is like about a minute, whatever time it takes for you to wait for the lift. Right, and you go straight into the room. The entire process is preset. We pre-commit a discharge time to you, so the entire system works and so on. Like, as an example, for the discharge summary, because from your OPD all the way to your monitoring to all the way to your scans, the entire thing is fully digital. Okay, and like, my team is very upset because, you know, I keep rejecting all the printer POs. So there are no printers in Super Health, so you can't print anything. So there is no paper. Because I was like, how to be digital? Delete printer. So because of that, when we do discharge summary, right, the discharge summary gets auto written because I have 100% information digitally. So it's instant. Like, the doctor says discharge, and my price doesn't change, right? Because basis your complexity, we have one price. Whether the case is one extra day you stay or case gets more complicated, we don't change the price, which is already sorted. So there is no reapproval required from the insurer. The insurance companies love it because, first of all, it's cheaper, and secondly, it is a fixed price, so they don't have any variation from agreed rates. So the minute the doctor says you can go, you can literally get up and go. and the WhatsApp message aata hai, sabko yaad hai. So a lot of this operational manpower is just not there because we don't have the process only. We deleted the process itself.
Wow.
And tell me the medical, the medical, for, like for doctors, this will be new, right? Like traditionally, they were asked to write discharge summaries.
See, they love it. And they love it. In fact, can I tell you something? Like of all the cool things we've done in SuperHealth, the part I am most proud of, okay, is that the entire care delivery at SuperHealth runs on Slack. Okay, I'm not even kidding. So for every patient, we have an SuperOS, after you book the surgery, SuperOS creates a Slack channel, which has the patient name, the patient ka specialty, etc. And then it adds all the relevant people from a database into that, including the treating doctor, the surgeon, the entire set of nurses across three shifts, the housekeeping, everybody's there, concierge, whoever was your SPOC, everybody's in there. So for the patients, it's an insane experience because everybody is fully in sync, right? And whatever tests get done, the report comes into the Slack channel automatically as well. So imagine the experience of the patient, right?
Nobody needs to come and see your file.
Nothing.
It
is super pro compliant to regulation. There are very few things that are still not fully digital, like death register, birth register, some of medical termination of pregnancy, some of those things are still paper. But 99.9% of things are there. So the revised rule in SuperHealth for some of these learnings that we had is you can take a printout in SuperHealth. You cannot take a printout in SuperHealth unless not taking that printout means Varun will go to gym. This is literally the threshold for printouts. Okay. And we monitor it daily because then that makes sure that we have perfect information. The second part of it is here that, you know, the India's laws around digitization are very good, right? With the IT Act and stuff saying that it has equal rights. So actually, it's a super progressive legislation which allows us to make everything digital, which then cuts out all of this stuff. So, you know, I'll give you a simple, very, very human example. So I was talking to some of the patients, one of the patients, and, you know, she was like, you know, your nurse came to do a physical exam. And then I told your nurse that, is there a way I can get some coconut water? So the patient's expectation was that nurse will finish the exam and then go and tell somebody and then after some time, coconut water will come. But nurse has slacked in the group in which kitchen team is also there. So by the time the nurse finishes the exam, coconut water has shown up. Okay, with no one talking to anybody.
But ek baat, but ye training winning sab wo hoga na? It will be a lot
actually,
of training.
Actually, not really. Because you know, the core skill you require for Slack is, the core skill you require for Slack is what you do for WhatsApp, right? It's like a chat platform, it's an IM platform.
No, English, yeah. Varun, English speak.
No, people send voice notes. People send voice notes.
Plus, I think, Varun, people would be used to operating in a hospital in a certain way. So, maybe not learning, but some amount of unlearning.
So, the unlearnings that we have found are the following. So, first of all of this paper writing stuff doctors hate doing. So, we have deleted this entirely. So, they love it.
Doctors, I agree. Yeah.
The nursing teams, by the way.
I'm worried about the kitchen staff. अगर आपका फुल है हॉस्पिटल वो हर दो मिनट पिंग आ रहा है वो वॉइस नोट सुन रहा है अच्छा ये चाहिए अच्छा वो चाहिए
नहीं नहीं इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट एक्चुअली सो व्हाट इट डस इट्स अ गुड क्वेश्चन सो व्हाट वी डू इज एक्चुअली फ्रॉम स्लैक इट गेट्स पाइप्ड इनटू एन ऑर्डर सिस्टम
आई हैव रन अ किचन
नो नो आई नो
दैट्स व्हाई आई एम सेइंग लाइक इट्स ट्रॉमा मैं डिनर टाइम पे जब ऑर्डर्स पाइल अप होते हैं ना कि भाई क्या क्या बना
दो चीज होता है सर क्या है कि एक है कि जो पेशेंट साइड ऑर्डर होता है ना दैट ऑर्डर वी टेक एट द टाइम ऑफ यू गेटिंग चेक इन ओनली बिकॉज दैट्स अ डाइटेशन रिक्वायरमेंट So, because we know check-in, check-out time, we know, let's say you're coming today, going in 2 days, you know, you're going to have 6 meals with us at least. So, wo to usi time pe ho jata hai. Then the rest of the stuff is attendant ad hoc stuff, which is A, not time sensitive, and B, from the order, it gets piped into the ordering system automatically. Because Slack API is a two-way thing, na? So, basically, for them, it's like sending an IM, instant message. Everything else, we do in the back end. So, I'll give you a very simple example. Just say, 2 baje raat ko, humara patient monitoring ka kuch report aaya system mein. Treating doctor ghar pe kahin party pe kahin hai or whatever he's doing something at 2 a.m. he wakes up I don't know to drink water he opens his Slack and sees this he sees it he wants to put a correction he will write it in the Slack channel the duty doctor will implement it real time no one has to call anybody right
wow
so what this has done right it's like insane like you know productivity your nursing staff ka productivity and if you talk to any legacy healthcare systems nursing staff is doing all so much admin and paperwork hamare yahan kuch nahi kar rahe ho ye sab they are just focusing on patient care
like I have been into unfortunately, multiple situations of surgery. Like, it's so painful when you want clarity and they're like, nurse will be like, I'll call doctor. Then the on-call doctor comes and they're like, okay, wait. I will try and reach the other doctor. And, you know, that time, it's such a high anxiety period.
Absolutely.
So, amazing job on this.
But have you seen, I think on Slack also, for example, patients, and Revanth, right, there's massive anxiety. Like attendance, I hear about attendance getting angry with doctors, sometimes leading to scuffles, sometimes mistakes are not understood. It's also high stakes stuff, right? Do you see like a lot of like this crazy communication on the Slack channel and then things going out of hand where then
I mean, lucky,
sometimes being too accessible also
is
a problem.
See, actually the thing is that when the patient is not on it, right? It's an internal operational tool. So the patient is not part of this.
Okay.
This is us running our care management for the patient, right? And in that, it is actually quite seamless because, you know, like, I'll tell you the funny thing, okay? So, like, I am not obviously the medicine person, but all the teams in that Slack channels are medical people who use acronyms, assuming that since I am part of the founding team, I must know all this, which obviously is not true. Okay? So sometimes they will communicate something and I will read it and it will seem like, so as an example, they'll say, oh, oxygen cylinder needs to change in ICU. Very normal request. I have gone in full panic reading this 11 p.m. in my house on Slack. Okay. Ki, why is oxygen not there in ICU? Okay. Bigger request, they assume that I know that the alert when it comes from the alert, there are 4 hours of oxygen left. So it's not an emergency thing, but in my head, like ICU oxygen, you have kya kare? So, you know, those are some of the things that we are learning, but obviously the medicine, our teams are very experienced. So they know what they're doing. We are just trying to figure out whatever stuff that is not treatment related or care related, how can we automate it or delete it entirely, right? That kind of like our design
principle. Amazing, yeah.
And so I'll give you an example. Like for example, amazing. In hospitals, right? Like a lot of times you have nurse shift changes. So shift, morning shift is changing to evening shift. They try to do overlapping, sometimes hours stretch out, which all of this leads to the employee being under stress. And then that is what leads to mistakes, right? Like, because if you've been having a 36-hour shift, then, you know, obviously you're likely to make a mistake. But because the entire 3 shifts for that patient are in Slack, there is almost no handover because Slack to tum kabhi bhi pad sakte ho na, you're always up to date. It's almost like you're doom scrolling the patient profile. So you're in sync fully. Mm. So our changeover time is very minimal. Right? So that actually leads to better care, leads to more efficiency, a lot of these things.
I have one question. Maybe a little tangential, and I know you're doing a great job in your business, rethinking how should healthcare actually be done. And I'm not fully respect how you're doing it. I mean, of course, I'm also an investor, so that helps.
Like that's
like,
kind of,
I'm very happy that you're doing it the right way. But I had a very first principle question. Ki yaar, aap jo bol rahe ho na, itna rocket science nahi hai. Like, why do you think people are not doing it this way?
Zarurat nahi hai na. Zarurat nahi hai. See, it's like, for example, the only reason SuperHealth is doing all this.
Why do you say, Varun, zarurat nahi hai?
Because I'll explain. So,
affordability. Okay.
Dekho, you know, in many industries, you have found startups coming and disrupting because there's a fundamental business model problem. Like EdTech could be potentially an example of that, right? Some people are trying. This is not a problem in healthcare. Okay. Hospitals are very supply constrained and they're making great amounts of money. So if they do nothing, they will make $2 billion a year at 30% EBITDA. Why would you do anything? Right?
Sorry. Aap bol rahe ho, dikkat nahi hai because profit bahut ban raha hai. Main bol rahe ho, customer NPS ko toh bahut dikkat
hai. Hone do, option kya aapke pas? What is, as a customer, what is your option?
At some point of time.
No, but Varun, that itself is saying that the problem is existing business can't solve it. Itna hi supply hai. Maybe start karne ka cost bhi bahut jyada.
There is a high barrier to entry because of the CapEx model. Because it is not a very easily fundable business for people. That's why private equity comes and writes big checks and they do consolidation. But the reality is that we are so supply constrained that if you build it, they will come remains true. Correct? So, aap hospital.
No, but tell me this, like the Policy Bazaar founders now are saying that boss, insurance toh theek hai, we will now build hospitals. They have raised $200 million plus to build hospitals, right? Like the PB FinTech, a listed company, will now be managed by professional.
Correct. I had a long chat with
Yashu. Saying we will build this, right? They have access to capital, but are you saying they will still follow the old principle of?
See, I mean, I don't fully know what he's doing. What little I know of the conversation I had with him is that he's basically trying to get control over cost of treatment delivery, because the hospital. Because so today, if you think about it, like if you look at the insurance construct, the third person who's stuck in this healthcare system is the insurer, right? Because they have no ability to control costs. Because in India, customers facing it, so customers can go wherever they want. And the government is doing very, very pro-patient regulation, which is great. So that kind of makes sure that they have to pay the hospital and all that. But they have no ability to control the cost and no ability to exercise judgment, right? So today, if you think about it, if you look at the insurance business, you will see healthcare mein, at least IRDA data that I saw last year, the payout from claim ratio, essentially premium collected to payout, is between 90 to 110%. So 100 rupees ka premium collect kar raha, 100 rupees ka payout kar raha hai. Saal mein, right? So, paisa to treasury mein ban raha hai. But if you think of the insurance business as a Netflix subscription business, you need at least 50% margin. to be base viable. So how to get 50% margin? You have to either reduce the payout by 50%, which means deny claim, or double the premium, which you can't do because of affordability. Premium. But if you look at the most profitable hospital today, which is Max, right, public listed, at least what data is public, they do 30% EBITDA. So how can they give you 50% off on the bill? They can't. Correct. So how will this math math? It won't. Correct. So the only way for the insurer to make money is for them to take this 30% EBITDA into there and do it at cost, for which they have to become the insurer. For this, they have to become the hospital as well. Right. So in the US, for example,
PB FinTech, they are saying that PB FinTech will become a much more viable, long-term profitable business if it underwrites most of the PB healthcare claims itself, where the cost of delivery will be by design lower
because
than
if you look at they will have 30% more EBITDA on the aggregate.
They're almost creating their own distribution.
Correct. So
like what we try, right? That there could be rent. We could be making money on Blinkit or Amazon, but we'll make the highest amount of
margin if you on your
money
own,
if we control the customer outcome.
And even Narayan Hrudayalaya has their own insurance now. So what he's saying is, boss, we need to give you the best health care.
Full stack ja rahe hai sab log. Basically, sab full stack ja rahe
hai. Integration.
Hospital hai to insurance chalo kar. Insurer hai to hospital chalo kar.
कुछ कुछ जगह पे जो है ना एनालिटिक्स बैंड होना चाहिए.
मतलब
व्हाइल इट इज ग्रेट टू मेजर, बट आई थिंक हेल्थ केयर में एनालिटिक्स मेजर होना मतलब दैट इटसेल्फ इज स्केरी. ओपीडी टू डी टू सर्जरी टू एओवी.
अच्छा वो प्रकार का फनल एनालिटिक्स बोल रहा हूं. दैट्स अ थिंग. आई थिंक मैं इस बारे में बहुत सोचा हूं मैं कि वी हैव दिस वियर्ड फीलिंग दैट हेल्थ केयर एंड एजुकेशन आर नोबल फील्ड्स वेयर मनी शुड नॉट बी मेड. That's how we feel education should also be subsidized and healthcare should be subsidized. That's the only way there'll be a high quality. And maybe government does a good job through AIIMS or IIT or whatever. But at scale, for 140 crore people, you cannot not have it private. And if it's going to be private, it has to be like, it has to be make money, you know?
It has to, but why is it need to be 30% EBITDA? Why not 10% EBITDA? I think that's the problem.
I think 30% EBITDA is, I think, a function of what he's saying, which is they've all gotten used to this pricing. And
by the way, this is not just hospitals. The hospital makes 30% EBITDA. The pharma company makes 30% EBITDA. By the way, it's all stacks up, na?
Fully.
It all.
So, 50 rupees ki dal, 1000 rupees mein, sahi bol raha.
By the way, sorry, the medical device, I just looked up Medtronic. It's a $100 billion valued business. Medtronic. It's as big as Unilever. They make medical devices.
Wow.
They're all very under the radar by design. Huh? There's a news article saying, oh, Medtronic reaches 100 billion in valuation. The CEO is giving statements like, oh, you know, we'll now deliver 20% year-on-year growth next year, because they all want to be away from the radar. Na, ki, hum kitna paisa bana rahe. Okay, but if the healthcare device company is making 30% EBITDA, the pharma company is making 30% EBITDA. And of course, they're this is, by the way, a lot of pushback comes on this because a lot of socialist thinking people also push back saying ki bahut itna paisa kyun banana chahiye. Pharma companies ka grouse is bahut R&D kaise hoga, because we put back, you know, 5-10% of our profits in R&D. There are billions of dollars of R&D. That's how we discover GLP-1 and stuff like that, right? Like, which are world changing. So it's a tough argument ki how much money is enough money to fund that R&D and make sure that That's how the Chinese government figured out EdTech. Why not? They reduce the profit pools. Itna hi tum paisa bana paoge.
If you look at our listed companies, sabse bada profit pool, are you saying, would lie in healthcare plus finance?
It is consumer healthcare and finance. Consumer healthcare mein itna listed nahi hai. Kya hota na, Chirag? I think by design, if you see most private equity portfolios, they are loaded with pharmaceutical companies and healthcare companies.
Hospitals.
Very few of them list. And I don't know if it is because of this. They don't want public. I don't know. I'm just assuming. They don't want public scrutiny.
Yeah. Very, inka alag se funnel, right? So I think, I remember Ravi Nigam saying that in the US, the food industry is the funnel creator for hospitals, and hospitals are the funnel creator for pharma and insurance. So,
nicely said.
That's what he said. Tum akele ho. Like, you are alone against big food, big pharma, big health, and big insurance. You are alone. You are N equal to 1. Tum premium bhi bharo. Tumko kuch hota hai to tum hospital bhi jao. Tum cheese or heavy gluten or processed oil or corn syrup wale khana bhi khao. Because the marketing is so in your face for food. And wahan pe to, in fact, pharma marketing is totally allowed.
You're allowed, na? So, that's the only market where pharma marketing is allowed. Like, you can.
But Mona, every second ad is some Dubai.
Hey,
every
sorry,
second
guys.
Ad is a Dubai.
Segway.
We need a good sidetrack. Segway into profit pools. Like I was looking at Medtronic market cap.
If you think of it now, it's like there is no risk, right? Like, does the world need hospitals? Yes. Is there supply constraint? Yes. Is it poorly served? Whatever need is being served is poorly served? Yes. Is it wildly profitable? Yes. So constraint kya hai? Ek hi constraint hai ki capital nahi hai. So in fact, like if you see private equity also, right? Like private equity mein ho kya raha hai? Like there is a lot of misinformed conversation I feel that is going on, where everybody is saying, oh, this person has added 5,000 beds, 3,000 beds. They have added those beds to their brand, but they are not net new beds to India, right? Because they bought out two companies. So hospital A buys hospital B. Hospital A says, I'm adding 5,000 beds, but India is not adding 5,000 beds now. See, India is 3 million beds short. We have 1 million beds approximately. India needs about 4 million beds. We're 3 million beds short. So, but net bed is not growing. So a big gap.
That's crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. It's so supply constrained. Ki you put a half decent hospital. You people have nowhere else to go. What will you do?
This is the real problem. This is the real
problem. That's what I'm saying.
It's super simple. If you put a bed, then your EBITDA will come. Until then, people will
say, option. See, for example, if you hypothetically say, okay, I disagree with this hospital, I don't like to wait, and I'll go to some other hospital. Go. Same model, same wait time. Everything is the same. There's no difference. Sorry, Ashanthu.
Hey, but how many, what is India's largest hospital by beds, number of beds?
I think it is now a crown that is being traded between Apollo and Manipal. It was Apollo till some time back with 10,000 plus. Now, I think Manipal with the Sahyadri buyout is at or just exceeding that, I think.
It's amazing that we have 1 million bed and the number one hospital is only 10,000 and we need 4 million.
Like, actually, it is worse. Like, if you see, if pura hospital industry, agar dekhoge na, so the whole hospital industry is about $100 billion. Okay. If you add up all the corporate hospitals, right, you'll be like at 10% maybe. So, 60,000 hospitals in India. Mostly is the like the smaller hospital, single specialty, long tail. It's a very, very unorganized market.
But why would Apollo or Manipal not say, boss, we need to like put in another 10,000 beds? Now the playbook is there.
They're doing it.
They're setting up new stuff. Why are they just buying out? Like,
basically,
they're doing both. So, for example, Apollo, what they're doing is they're adding more hospitals. They're buying like Gurgaon, they've bought one. They're putting in Delhi, they're putting in Pune. So, they're doing expansion. I'm sure other hospitals with private coming in will try and do it. But the acquisition route is also an easy one. Na? For example, in Bangalore, when Apollo is expanding, they're just buying a hospital ready revenue. Hai. Apollo or whatever brand they exist has a much stronger brand value. So they will be able to, deliver higher quality service, but also make more, charge more for it.
Actually, capital is not a constraint, na, Shantanu. The constraint is not capital. It is the quality of care team. That can operate at that standard, right? That is the problem. What he said.
No, I would say that if you think of it as if it takes you 2 crores per bed to make a hospital, and you're 3 million bed short, right? That is a like I haven't done the math top of my head, but like 30 lakh into two crores.
6 million crores. 60 lakh crores.
60 lakh crores ka 60 lakh crores ka investment chahiye capex mein. For
but Varun, who available at this ROCE? No, but at this ROCE, there is enough money to be put into it. I think it's a question of management team that is willing to execute and is willing to think about it differently because to solve for the real constraint, which is the fact that like there are startups that are saying we will send nurses from here to Europe or Middle East because wahan unko acha pagar milega. So India pe tumko nahi acha pagar tum de pa rahe ho na? There's a supply constraint on the highest quality care on both doctors as well as nurses.
I feel that capital is a constraint because it's not the only constraint. You're right. But, I mean, for example, today now if you see, KKR, Backlog, all of these guys have done a couple of $1 billion of investment over the last, 5, 7, 10 years, private equity is in about $10-15 billion of investment in just hospital healthcare, right? But still not enough now. Like, 60 lakh crores is, I don't know how many billions, but it's probably like,
700 billion.
I don't know, like,
700 billion, I think.
$700 billion of capex is required. So $700 billion of capex for a even if you say $200 billion, dal do, baki hum cash flow se kar lenge. So I think it is not as liquid as it should be to fix this up to make it oversupplied, right? At the same time, I would say just to conclude on the second part, which is the manpower, right? Like if you clean up and remove some of these problems that exist, right? There is enough and more people who are also willing to stay in India and actually execute the healthcare in India, right? Like the number of, like percentage of nursing staff that is going out is not so much ki India mein nurse ka shortage hai, doctor ka shortage hai, wo sab jagah hai, right? So that's why we are sending from here, otherwise they can just do it locally only. But yeah. It's not like 50% of India's nurses are going out.
Understood. What I'm saying is, my limited point is, Varun, 200 billion, hame ek saal nahi dalna hai. But my view is, if there is a, just to give you an, like we just spoke about the PB healthcare as a deal, right? If somebody is saying that, boss, I will put $200 million behind this team because I believe this team can execute. As a, it's a seed round, right? Yeah. Zero paper pay. And these are venture capital folks, not private equity folks as well. Right? I think the problem with PE, maybe this is a nuanced view that there is enough PE capital available, but PE capital comes in when you have a proven business model. Like, aap do hospital dal ke, aap itna revenue karoge, fir ek PE aayega, bolega, theek hai, bata kitna paisa chahiye karke. Whereas the venture...
Apollo ka to proven hai na. Apollo ka to proven hai na.
But they are also cash rich as a group and like...
Apollo le lo, Manipal le lo, you pick whoever, pick the group. If subject
is already directly sensitive groups, I'm assuming.
No, you to Temasek and TPG own it, no? Temasek and TPG own Manipal now. I mean, Temasek or TPG, I forget, I think Temasek owns it, right? So, there was a Singapore government sovereign wealth type here almost. They can put as much money, whatever money. So,
do you see a play? Do you see a play where it's maybe fitrat of... like, for example, if you see the venture market, it is usually more driven by innovation and speed. Mm. Whereas the private equity market is cash flow and ROSI. Ghi bhai, har hospital daloge, lekin mereko 30% ROSI dikhao, varna mat dalo kar.
Yeah. Also, I think, Revan, just one more point on that could simply be horizon of return. Right? Mm. Private equity is looking at saying, 3-4 saal mein return banana hai. Abhi 100 billion lage to nahi banega, 4 saal mein to hospital ban ke tayar hoga.
Correct.
Right?
But I also think ROSI in the first 100,000 beds will be different. Next 100,000 will be lesser. Next 100,000 will start falling off as we... I'm sure, for example, an Apollo, Gwalior versus an Apollo, Chennai or Bangalore is very different.
Yeah. So, I mean, this
could be... very lucrative sector. Has Jio entered this space?
I think they're doing it through the foundation. I think they're doing it through the Reliance Foundation. I haven't verified this, but what I have heard is that there is a pool that has been created of the 2% CSR funds of Reliance Group that you have to give as part of the law for CSR. They're essentially channeling that across the group companies into the healthcare build-out, which is an insane play because then they're fundamentally operating from a different cost structure only. Right?
Is there Kokila Ben Hospital or whatever?
Kokila Ben is there. HN Reliance is there. I think Kokila Ben is not the RIL one. I think that is a different brother, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
And then HN Reliance, I think, is the main RIL foundation, from what I remember. But I haven't validated this, but like this is what I've heard. So, and seems logical, seems like a good
place.
We are making it a venture model. This is the trigger, basically. If you can figure out a venture scale model, then the venture industry is far more risk-taking than a private equity industry. Like, I hope you don't have any bad ones, but if 10 में से एक दो hospital नहीं भी चलेंगे तो कोई tension नहीं है then because like you डालो यार speed पे डालो आप करो basically scale करो देश की problem solve करो करके versus ये नहीं यहाँ मत डालो ये perfect location है नहीं यहाँ पे 10% squeeze करो cost of land that all just slows down your build out, right? Which is how the traditional guys will play it, I guess.
Absolutely. Also, I think like for us now, what we are working towards now in unit one तो हो गया है, we are now putting in the next 4-5 units in Bangalore. So we have now done this whole build-to-suit model that allows us to go live with a hospital with this quality of care at literally like $1 million a unit and outflow, which is insane if you think about it.
Yeah.
And each unit is 50 beds.
Are you doing like...
And only private rooms and all that. So it's a very amazing experience for the patient. Sorry, Revan.
Like the dark store guys, the Quickcom build-out, where they were saying you can own a dark store and aap aisa dalo aur hum dark store chalayenge.
Same. Build-to-suit. That's what build-to-suit is.
So I can in Bombay, I can say I will invest or aap chalao karke times.
Bana do hamara spec pe bana ke de do. And we will do
it. Mere ko nahi aata hai, but paisa laga sakte.
Nahi, nahi, nahi. As in, haan, paisa laga do. That's what I'm saying. So you, as in, paisa lega, paisa aap laga do. Hum bana denge us paise mein aur hum chalayenge aur aapko rent de denge aur aapka 20 saal ka badhiya rental agreement hai, koi problem nahi.
Badhiya model hai yaar ye.
So that's what our next 5 centers are going to be like this. And then if that works out, then we will fund, the 5 will fund the next 5 perpetually. So we'll just keep propagating it from there.
Basically,
I'll tell you a funny story on this. One really nice person from the government reached out to me because they heard about Super Health. So they said, come meet me. I want to catch up with you. So, this is like before we had launched. Okay. So we were still in like the whole idea stage and I was doing this whole pitch of Tesla for healthcare. We're going to do the distribution. We're going to build the devices. We're going to do the medicines. And then we're going to wrap the whole thing in insurance and deliver the care. And we're talking about Ayushman Bharat. And I was saying, we're going to bring the cost down to like $30 instead of $100 and so on. So normally when I say this, right, the common reaction I had gotten used to in a year was that you are nuts. Nobody does. 100 hospital itself is nuts. The rest of the stuff, you've lost it. Just like leave. He's the first guy who told me that it seems despite being at Ola, you have not learned ambition. So I'm like, iska kya matlab hai? So he's like, sir, please tell me what else I can do in healthcare, okay? So he's like, India is 30 lakh bed short. At 100 hospitals, you'll have 5,000 beds. It's useless. You should do at least 10,000 hospitals. You should be the world's largest hospital company. Varun, think big. I was like, I stand corrected, you are correct. But I'll make one first. I'll see if my theory is going on or not.
Oh, wow.
But
this person
why not do more than 50? Why not do like, if you get 5 right,
that is not a function of capital or anything. It is just like what we want to do is that, see, the OPD in all hospitals is fundamentally cost. So the money is in the IPD, right? So what we've done is we think the sweet spot for sufficient beds that make this business profitable, but which also leads to enough OPDs that I can deliver my zero wait time experience. Because the zero wait time experience is the problem hospitals don't have. So there is a soft sweet spot for this, right?
User experience backward soch raha, not profit backward like most hospitals think.
Correct. That's a good point. Like, for example, if you think about it, like, you know, all of us have this problem that hospital ka doctor kahin aur hai, billing kahin aur hai, uska test kahin aur hai. Ye kyun hota hai, pata hai? Not that they don't know all these flows that we have some genius inside on this. But fundamental brief of the architect is different. Right? The architect brief is, we have bought this land for this much money. This area can pay so much money. So we have to fit this many beds. Please do fit the beds. So now what the architect does is, he says, third floor, I have fit 25 rooms. I have 100 square foot left. What I can do this 100 square foot, he will go to the list and say, yahan treadmill fit ho jayega. To treadmill dal dega wahan pe. Abhi treadmill ka billing kahan hoga, doctor kahan hai, cardiologist kahan baitha hai, kisi ko matlab nahi hai. So, because he's basically doing space fitting, right? The way we have designed it from the inception is that designed around the flows. As an example, for our gastro, the gastro doctor, the billing and the endoscopy, colonoscopy, whatever, they are co-located in the same, like literally one door away. From the doctor's room only you can go. So there is no movement, right? The doctor is being called from OPD to come to an IPD patient to do the scopy and all that. So the doctor saves time. I save money because lift is not being used all the time and the patient saves time. So a lot of this leads to the efficiency design. And therefore, we feel that the best answer for that is about 50 beds, 50, 55 beds. Also, our time cost of doing unit 2 in the same area is 4 months. So as soon as I see the time horizon happening, I'll be like, "Bhai, 4 months mein fill ho jayega, agla khol dete hain." Like, there is no reason why Koramangala can't have 5 super health hospitals, right? Of course, it can have.
Interesting. By the way, one good UX I have always thought in hospitals, I have always, the highest wait time is for a lift. Like, meko samajh hi nahi aata hai ki, bhai, matlab, and of course, patients ke liye wheelchair ya patient hai, to you have to, then visitor ka alag lift hai. Wo usme ek hi lift hogi. Matlab, there's like a 10-minute wait time for all lifts, yaar.
It's so crazy.
I just keep thinking ki ye design solve kyun nahi hai. You have all the, I don't even know why you need
it's a very sad answer, but the real answer is they just don't care about your time. That's the honest answer. They're like, "Bhai, tum aa gaye to ilaaj to kara ke jaoge na, karo wait. Tumhare liye hum hospital ka design kyun change kare, hame to bed fitting karna hai." So for example, if you think about it, if 90% of people do only OPD, is it rocket science to answer that let's build the entire OPD on the ground floor? Of course not. ये तो कोई रॉकेट साइंस नहीं है ना और ये तो लाइक आई हैव लर्न दिस डेटा फ्रॉम द इंडस्ट्री ओनली दिस इज नॉट सम माय जीनियस इनसाइट एंड फॉर अस इट इज हार्डर टू डू बिकॉज यू नो वी हैव स्पेस कंस्ट्रेंट 50,000 स्क्वायर फुट दे आर डूइंग ओपन लैंड ऑफ 3 एकर्स एंड स्टिल नॉट डिजाइनिंग फॉर दिस सो व्हाई
डोंट दे डोंट व्हाई बिकॉज दे डोंट लाइक
दे जस्ट डोंट केयर
आई मीन डिजाइन इट्स नॉट अ कॉस्ट डॉक्टर बैकवर्ड्स इट डिजाइन डॉक्टर बैकवर्ड्स डॉक्टर नहीं ले
नॉट एट ऑल
वो लाइक टिपिकली व्हाट विल हैपन इन अ हॉस्पिटल इज यू विल हैव फ्लोर वाइज डिपार्टमेंट्स लाइक गैस्ट्रो एंट्रो इज ऑन 5th फ्लोर हार्ट इज ऑन 6th फ्लोर डॉक्टर वहीं बैठा रहेगा ओपीडी जिसको जाना है वो जाएगा जो आईपीडी है वो भी उसी फ्लोर पे होगा ताकि वो चक्कर भी मार सके तो आई थिंक दे आर ऑप्टिमाइजिंग फॉर डॉक्टर स्टैंड
नहीं 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 दे आर नॉट ऑप्टिमाइजिंग फॉर आइदर डॉक्टर और फॉर बिकॉज़ ही डॉक्टर आल्सो हैज़ टू टेक द सेम लिफ्ट ओनली दे आर ऑप्टिमाइजिंग एंटायरली फॉर बेड फिटिंग मैक्सिमम बेड्स इन दिस स्क्वायर फुट हाउ मच कैन आई फिट दैट्स इट अब उसमें डॉक्टर का भला हो तो अच्छी बात है नहीं हो तो मुझे मतलब नहीं है यू नो आई हैव
लिटरली सीन हॉस्पिटल्स डॉक्टर हैज नो सेपरेट लिफ्ट कि
अगर डॉक्टर का ऑप्टिमाइज्ड है तो वो ज्यादा सर्जरी कर सकता है ना
नहीं दैट्स व्हाट दैट इज इन द ओटी दे विल बैक टू बैक डू सर्जरीज नो
Yeah.
Right. So the core design philosophy is space fitting. Five maximize beds, which is not wrong because they pay so much money for it by the time they go live that otherwise ultimately customer will only pay. So kya kare? So therefore that like that how to make dal 50 rupees is the problem to solve in healthcare.
I think Reva is right. It's more venture funding in this founders like yourself, Yashish, etc. might change. Usually that's how these moments happen.
I think it's also like, I feel guys, like it's also very like ethos thing, right? Like if in the same building, if I build exactly the same hospital as what everybody else builds in Legacy Health,
what's the point?
Right? Nahi, matlab, there is no problem. I will make money. There's no issue. So the only reason why this model is being built differently is because as founders, we deemed it so. Because humko aisa dusre type ka nahi, humko ye banana hai. Now, I don't know if that's a very convincing argument for the VC ecosystem.
No, it is. I mean, I actually think the venture ecosystem will love this because, see, the venture ecosystem is saying, boss, hame risk se problem nahi hai. But hame 100x outcome chahiye 10 saal mein. We need you to be ambitious and solve a real world problem where you will make money in year 9 and year 10. You will not make money in the first 8-9 years, right? But you will solve a large problem and you will redesign the way the country experiences something. So I think, I mean, however out there your model may seem, maybe what you are showing is exactly how healthcare should be done, which is user backward and not profit backward.
And right? I'll add just one more thing to that, Raven, that, you know, like our full stack model, right? Like kind of like my mental image for that is Tesla for healthcare, right? Because we do the full stack. That is actually the only way. So think of it like this, that if you keep adding the stacks and we keep kind of like splitting the cost savings with the customer, eventually we can deliver the 100 rupee healthcare for 30 rupees with 50% EBITDA, which means my cost is roughly 15 rupees. Then adverse selection is not a problem in my life, right? So you can then successfully tell the customer as a value prop, saying that I will give you the highest quality care at the lowest price, which is the only way to make a supply constrained market a winner takes all market. If you think about it, right? Like if I have the best quality, best experience and best price, why would you go somewhere else?
I will agree with you on everything, Varun, except I don't think you should aim for a 50% EBITDA because wo, dekho, aap end state ki baat kar rahe ho. Aapke model mein end state hai hi nahi. Agar 3 million bed ki kami hai na, aapko agar dikha.
You're correct. Fair point.
It could be 10% EBITDA, but if you're doing 20,000 crore in revenue, 10% EBITDA is also good enough. The absolute terms mein toh bahut hai na EBITDA wo. I think this percentage, humne na desh mein ek bahut galat cheez kari hai, which is this percentage EBITDA ko ek mythical creature bana diya hai, right? Absolute dekho na yaar. Right? If you can build a scalable model with a massive, because see, India is 1.4 billion people. You have to start thinking ki how do you serve 100 million people? Or last episode, we were talking about premium brands only serving 5 million. Theek hai, but 5 million is also a large number, right? 5 million, 10 million, 15 million, 20 million, unko serve rakho, khush karo. And there are models that will serve more.
Yeah.
And there are different ARPUs you'll operate at. But there are large outcomes possible with lower percentage EBITDA. I think we need to, thoda sa na hamare mein ye, pichle, like if you see most of our large companies, no, they're all from the British era and then later, right? Professional services, all FMCGs, international companies that obviously Indianized by listing locally their subsidiaries and all. But their way of working was very corporate, Western, old economy way, right?
Yeah.
I think if you are building for a long, long, long period of time, you can fund up. And because earlier there were some moats on, let's say, general trade for FMCG companies or doctors for pharmaceutical companies. Like, for example, if you want to now enter dermatology, I mean, there are 5 pharma companies that have medical representatives jo tumko gusse nahi denge usme, right? So everybody has built their moats and they are so protective of their moats that they keep juicing those moats for more and more percentage EBITDA. But if you're rethinking the entire way healthcare has been done, I don't think you should care about what EBITDA it makes, as long as it makes EBITDA. Because it will take not 5 or 10 years, it will take you 20 years to really transform the way. Like, if you really want to become the Tesla of healthcare, then you will, like, what
it's
Tesla
did is open source. It's a 20-year play. Yeah, for sure.
Open source, kar to, bhai, sab EV banao na yaar to.
Sab banao.
Puri industry transform karta.
Correct. That's
what we are. Usme EBITDA shayad kam banega aapka. But as long as you're making money, people will be more happy if you're actually making an impact, which is what, I mean, most of the VCs who will fund you will also have endowments and other non-profit or education institutions as LPs who will say, boss, banao, yeah, this is what India needs. But an EBITDA will come, I think.
Yeah, no, I am fine with it. I mean, I agree with you that our journey to build this Tesla for healthcare is essentially like 20-year journey. Obviously, I would love to accelerate it. But ab agle 20 saal mein to hum bana hi denge isko.
That's fascinating.
Anything that you wanted to cover that we didn't cover, Varun? Anything on the macro piece? On, I think we discussed a lot about where hospital is healthcare today and where should it head. Anything, you feeling there is a variable in between that? We also discussed capital, we discussed manpower. Like, any constraint that you think today the industry faces that needs to be looked at differently from a solve perspective?
I mean, not really. I feel, at least what our experience has been, you know, while we've tried to set up Super Health and all that, has been that in general, you know, the demand is clear. The poorly served need is clear. I think government is extremely proactive in enabling stuff. So, I mean, like, huge shout out to the government. They're doing an amazing job pushing these reforms. Even on medical devices, they have a lot of PLI and stuff. So people, more and more people should build. I think industry now has to stand up and like do their bit, right? And like just try to build things that are solving for India and not sort of like just in a very small section. I guess, you know, free the doctors to be doctors. I think like just let them be doctors, right? Like the business people should figure out the business. And I mean, like, I remember now, I think Shantanu was also talking about it in a different podcast about his experience, right? Where I think he went to a hospital recommended by a person who works in the hospital. And then that person told him, please take an opinion somewhere else because I know how targets are done. So,
yeah,
like crazy. So yeah. I think those are certain things that would be helpful. I feel like this is a private industry play. People have to just get up and do it. You know, all the ingredients are there. Someone has to just like say, ki, bhai, hum bana rahe. See, that's what we are trying to do. More people should do it. It's a great business to be in. It's a very useful business to be in. You feel, you know, my favorite time in the day is when I'm, you know, sitting in the area talking to customers and, you know, they're telling us why doesn't everything in healthcare work the way it works here. And, you know, there are like just so many of these elderly people who come to SuperHealth alone, like, which is the most insane thing to me. Right, like there are people in their 70s, 80s who are coming just by themselves. And that is, and honestly, like that was our original intent. Saying that, you know, I don't know if we'll make 100 hospitals or 1,000 hospitals or 50 hospitals, I don't know. $1 billion, not billion, I don't know. But even if we can make one hospital where I feel like if my mom goes, I will not be worried about her. Right, like I will say we have succeeded at something. And you know, when we see these elderly people coming by themselves without their kids, kind of like hand-holding them, feels like kuch toh sahi kar raha hum life mein. You know, it sounds idealistic, but at least it lagta hai. So there's a lot of, like, it's hard work, but there's a lot of satisfaction. So like, I would encourage everyone to do it. We are happy to share whatever we have learned. As our tech stabilizes, we will open source all of it. So everybody should use our AI systems. Please use it. Use our diagnostics AI, use our recovery AI, use our operations AI. Make it efficient, make as many hospitals as possible. Wherever you can make it, please make it.
Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's a good reminder that, yeah, keep going back to the impact and purpose of the org and just make sure that you stay true to it, right? Like, I mean, no purpose is, aisa nahi ki kuch shallow purpose kar rahe hai, but at least keeping the North Star clear and focus is just so critical in this sense.
Ek aur take away raha mera aaj ka ki Shantanu ne bola na food and then it leads to hospitals and then healthcare and insurance.
I think Varun was in there, maybe you want to mention it.
So maybe Shantanu, if you want to repeat.
I think on one of the earlier pods on food, this was a pod we were doing on food and tasting and eating habits of India. One of our common friends, Ravi Nigam, he said a very interesting thing about the US. He said US mein, big food is the top of the funnel. They create the customers. Big food sends the customers to hospitals. Hospitals send the customers to insurance and pharma. So there is, and you're alone. Like you're individually alone against big food, big pharma, big insurance, big health. So,
अपना ब्लैक फ्राइडे वाला डिस्कशन में भी फूड के ऊपर जो है ना सबसे ऊपर आया था कंटेंट कि इन टुडेज वर्ल्ड यू आर बिकमिंग व्हाट यू आर सीन अभी इंडिया
एक्चुअली टू योर पॉइंट
कंटेंट जो देख रहे हो वो खा रहे हो वो कंज्यूम कर रहे हो एंड देन इट इज लीडिंग
एक्चुअली बहुत अग्रेसिव है यार मतलब यू गो टू सम ऑफ दीस ट्रेडिशनल हॉस्पिटल्स एंड वो ग्राउंड फ्लोर पे ही हल्दीराम बना हुआ है लाइक स्ट्रेट टू फ्रॉम हियर टू कार्डियोलॉजी यू कैन गो देयर इज लाइक हम ये तो बना दी वी टेकन ग्रोथ इन आवर हैंड्स हम तो इवन गिला के सप्लाई भी लोग
आएंगे सो लाइक आर्म टू फोर्क
पूरा एंड टू एंड फुल सप्लाई चेन उन्होंने बना दिया वहां पे सो
हल्दीराम टू कार्डियोलॉजी इज टू फनी डूड